My dear Lord Chaitanya, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds? Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you'll not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. My dear Lord Nityananda, you're always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you, because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, then I may also become happy. My dear and Veda Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be merciful to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me. O Swarup Damodar, personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya, O six Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, O Lokanath Goswami, my beloved spiritual master, Narottam Das, also praise for your mercy. O Srinivas Acharya, successor to the six Goswamis, please be merciful to me. Narottam Das always desires the company of Ramachandra Chakravarti. Sri Sri Gaunatai Ki.
Continue with our reading of the nature of instruction.
We are doing, I think, a little seminar, you could say, on maker of instruction every night. So at the school, in the earlier stages, we're in text two. So let us read on. Each verse has a very long purport, and we're just going through each purport step by step, carefully. So I'll read the verse and then we'll continue on from where we end up in the purport of this night. So this is verse 2. Atyahara prayashascha prajalpa niyamaha janasangas chalomiyamcha shabhyar bhaktir vinashiti. This book, of course, is written by Srila Rupa Goswami, whose deities were Radha Govinda, and we are performing the Radha Govinda Jula Yatra festival at the moment. 5-day festival, tomorrow's the last day. So tomorrow will be the last time that we get a chance to swing Radha Govinda, Radha, Radhana, but also Radha Govinda. The altar deities, normally, unless you're twice initiated, and even then you have to be very, very clean and everything has to be in proper order, then you may be able to go up close to Radha and Krishna. If you're ready and you've got that special permission in the form of the second initiation. But here in the swing festival, Radha Govinda, Radha Radha, they're being especially merciful and giving us that opportunity to serve them directly, face to face. So this festival was celebrated regularly by Srila Rupa Goswami. It was his disappearance day on Monday. And let us now read the translation of this verse, number 2, which he wrote. One's devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in the following 6 activities. 1. Eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required. 2. Over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain. 3. Talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters. 4. Practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically. 5. Associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. And 6. Being greedy for mundane achievements. So there's lengthy purport, maybe 10 pages or so, and we are just coming up towards the end. So we'll read on from where we left off last night. Last night we were talking about different types of bad association. The Mayavadis, the blasphemy for devotees, the Mukti Kamis, those people are simply interested in sense gratification. Mukti Kamis, those who are desiring impersonal liberation. And Siddhi Kamis, those who are trying to develop some mystical powers, of course, so they can exploit the material nature more effectively. So these people are described here by Srila Prabhupada in the third book as in the category of Atyaharis. One of these, the Sanskrit term for one of these 6 activities which undermine our Krishna consciousness is Atyahara, which means, in this context, people who collect too much. Collecting knowledge, collecting sense gratification, trying to collect liberation, collect mystical powers so they can collect material things. So they're all classified as Atyaharis. And Prabhupada says to associate with such persons is not at all desirable. So let's continue. He's talking about lodium in the sense of greediness. Jefferson, this is a lodium chap. We greedy for man-made achievements. That's what he's going to discuss now. Desires to expand the mind by perfecting mystic yoga, merging in the existence of Brahman, or attaining whimsical material prosperity, are all included within the category of greed, lodium. All attempts to acquire such material benefits, or so-called spiritual advancement, are impediments on the path of Krishna consciousness. Okay, so we shouldn't be greedy for anything material, but rather, we should be greedy in a certain purified sense to serve Krishna. We should be hankering. When can I do some service? When can I get together with the other devotees and have some kirtan, have some Krishna katha? When will I get this opportunity? I want this, I'm looking for this, I'm trying to find this somehow, somewhere. That sort of greed, spiritual greed and eagerness, is very desirable and beneficial and very nice. But if we're just greedy, let me get some mystical powers so I can exploit material nature. Let me get liberation, impersonal, salvation. I don't want any more problems. I want freedom from these problems of material life. So that sort of very selfish desire for my own personal spiritual benefit, that's also in that category of that undesirable type of greed or atyahara. It's now been, Prabhupada is putting it, these things in both categories actually. Atyahara, the desire to accumulate things unnecessarily, more than required. And also lodium, a greed for something mundane, being greedy for mundane achievements from ourselves. So let's read on. Modern warfare waged between the capitalists and communists is due to their avoiding the advice of Srila Rupa Goswami regarding atyahara. Modern capitalists accumulate more wealth than necessary, and the communists, envious of their prosperity, want to nationalize all wealth and property. Unfortunately, the communists do not know how to solve the problem of wealth and its distribution. Consequently, when the wealth of the capitalists falls into the hands of the communists, no solution results. Opposed to these two philosophies, the Krishna conscious ideology states that all wealth belongs to Krishna. Thus, unless all wealth comes under the administration of Krishna, there can be no solution to the economic problem of mankind. Nothing can be solved by placing wealth in the hands of the communists or the capitalists. If a $100 bill is lying on the street, someone may pick it up and put it in his pocket. Such a man is not honest. Another man may see the money and decide to let it remain there, thinking that he should not touch another's property. Although the second man does not steal the money for his own purposes, he is unaware of its proper use. The third man, who sees the $100 bill, may pick it up, find the man who lost it, and deliver it to him. This man does not steal the money to spend for himself, nor does he neglect it and let it lie in the street. By taking it and delivering it to the man who has lost it,
This man is both honest and wise. So, yes, this is the answer to the problem of Atyahara, accumulating too much and more than what you need. More than what you need. This principle of just taking what we need, this is described in detail in the Ishapanishad. And it is referred to as the Ishavasya principle. Ishavasya idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat. Tena chaktena bunjita madhada kasya svidhanam. That everything which exists is owned and controlled by the Lord. Therefore one should only take what one needs, what is one's quota, and leave other people's quotas for them. And if we can live like this, we can all be happy. So unfortunately, we don't have so much time, but next time, whenever that is, in a few days, we'll continue on reading this purport and continue on with this seminar, so you're all invited to take part in this lecture of instruction seminar and learn about this important book by Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki.
There's going to be a drama tonight, is that right?
that, the killing of Dwivedha? Anyone know?
I don't remember that.
Well, let's see. Maybe he'll just burst into the temple of Dwivedha. Anyway, that's what I heard. So that's one of those pastimes. Chastai of Yamuna Devi, did you say? Yeah. Right, that's good, yes, that's another one. When Lord Balaram, having left Vrindavan and gone with Krishna to Mathura and then to Dwarka, after some time, Lord Balaram returned to Vrindavan for a month or so and visited all the devotees there and pacified them, to some degree at least, in their separation from Krishna. And one of the things that he did while he was there was he chastised Yamuna Devi, who failed to recognize him actually, or failed to appreciate him, and wouldn't do what he told her. So that's another pastime. Any other of the men remember another pastime? Now, Betty. Aha, okay, that's good. Yes. When something. I can't do all things. So yes, this pastime of the slaying of this rascal donkey demon, Deinakasura, this is there in the 10th canto. In the Vrindavan pastimes, any of the men think of another Balaram Leela. We got to win Vida, we got the chastising of the Yamuna, we got uprooting Hastinapur, dragging it towards the Yamuna. We got Deinakasura, and Pralambasura is another one. We didn't get Pralambasura. Pralambasura, this pastime is the second pastime, really, in which Lord Balaram figures as the main character. So he was another demon like Deinakasura, and he tried to create some havoc. He wanted to kill Krishna, kill Balaram, but Balaram killed him first and smashed him. Smashed his head over, literally. Anyone think of another pastime? Okay, that's good. Yes, the correcting and, well, not just correcting, the killing of Rama Harishima Sutta, who was disrespectful to Lord Balaram when he arrived in Naimisharani on his big pilgrimage tour. That's another important pastime, and another one. Sorry, is enjoying? Okay. Well, that's a favorite pastime. While Lord Balaram was particularly prominent when he, in the descriptions at least, when he returned to Vrindavan. But he would do it all the time, actually. That Lord Balaram is very fond of drinking Varuni. It is a highly intoxicating beverage, transcendentally intoxicating. And Srila Prabhupada gives a description there when he's talking about Lord Balaram drinking Varuni, and then the Yamuna is all connected up with the Yamuna not wanting to cooperate and come closer, thinking that this man is just a drunken man, irresponsible person. So anyway, Srila Prabhupada says that when people are intoxicated, if they are low class, then they may cry and howl and just do crazy things like that. If they are higher class, they may lie down and relax. So Lord Balaram, he lay down and relaxed for a while. Now this is not the same. You know, some of the nonsense commentators and translators, they translate this Varuni as wine. This is really terrible, actually. They say that Lord Balaram was very fond of drinking wine and becoming a lord under the influence of it, in other words. So this is really nonsense. He is fond of Varuni. It is a honey-based drink. And because of the potency of the honey, it has an exhilarating effect, which is called intoxicating. It's referred to as such, but it's not like if someone drinks some beer or wine or whiskey or these totally degraded liquors. Terrible. Right, now, I wonder if anyone can remember another pastime. Any of the men? Any other pastimes? Yes. The killing of Rukmi.
Oh, yes.
That's an important one. They're all important, and that's a prominent one. There was that gambling match, and Rukmi was trying to cheat with the aid of his rascal friends, and Lord Balaram, in that sporting and transcendentally competitive mood, when he saw that they're just trying to cheat me, just like low-class rascals, he got so angry, he picked up his club and just smashed me on the head and killed him. And other people also smashed up. Anyone remember another one, Prateek Sharmay? So he appeared as what? Elder brother. Okay. Yes. Well, there's the pastime of his appearance. That in itself is very significant. There's at least one other that I can think of which is important, maybe more. Okay, which charisma. That's who you're referring to. Yes, my friend. Yes, he figured prominently in that wrestling match when Akura took him and Krishna out of Vrindavan and to Mathura, and then they killed Kamsa also afterwards, or Krishna killed Kamsa. So, okay, he killed Vishnika, who was one of those big demoniac wrestlers. There's one other. It's sort of it's a part of a pastime. It's not like a whole pastime, in a sense, which I can think of, which I like. Anyone think of that? Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay, that's also there. That's true. When Lord Krishna wanted Subhadra to be married to Arjuna, then Balaram objected, and he was getting a bit quite affected by it all, but Krishna came and pacified him. But there's another one, which is also a part of a pastime, but it's also, it's very nice. Yeah. When you didn't want to? Okay, yeah. That's also there. We're coming up with all sorts of nice things here. That's good. Yeah. When Krishna wanted, actually, he induced Arjuna eventually. Krishna wanted for that Parikshita to take place, but Balaram didn't. So he, well, yeah. So he didn't participate at all. And in fact, he came and visited on the last day, I think, or just about the last day. And Bhima was just about to fight with Duryodhana, club battle. But Balaram, he really didn't like this. So he went off really angry. And he just had nothing more to do with it. And he went on a pilgrimage. But there's another one, too. There's another one. Oh, Mother Sukumari, right. Okay. She'll tell us, right? Oh, okay, that's there. Yes, there's that famous pastime. Lord Balaram accusing Krishna of eating dirt. And Krishna, of course, denying it. And telling, well, Mother Yashoda felt she should have a look anyway just to make sure, see if there was any evidence in Krishna's mouth, So she looked in Krishna's mouth to see if there are any, you know, scraps of grains of dirt or whatever in his mouth and his teeth. But she didn't see that. She saw the whole universe there. Yes, so Balaram participated in that. And eventually, according to Jiva Goswami, I forget exactly where it is offhand. But after Mani Yashoda saw the whole universe in Krishna's mouth, and then that was, you know, to be the end of the whole pastime, then Balaram, he wouldn't stop. Balaram, he insisted, no, I saw him eat dirt. So you've got to do something about it. Don't just let it go like that. I saw it. So according to Jiva Goswami, they had a trial. Mother Yashoda was the judge. Balaram was prosecuting, strongly arguing the case. Krishna had to defend himself. And according to Jiva Goswami, Krishna lost. He was found guilty of eating dirt, to his embarrassment and Balaram's satisfaction. But there's still another one that I can think of at least. So another Sukhma has been telling us, give us one. Anyway, you're a teen, so just tell us. That one was when Lord Brahma kidnapped the cow and boys and cows. You were talking about that. Yeah. So, yeah, Lord Balaram was not there. But then almost a year later, Lord Balaram detected that they, Muslims, well, Krishna had expanded himself, of course, to take the places of all those cowherd boys and calves, and Balaram detected it. How did he detect it? Huh? Yes. There was so much attraction, so much affection between the parents and their cowherd boy sons, and the cows and their calves. Balaram noticed that this sort of affection, these parents and these cows, they never show to their children. They only show it to Krishna. So these cowherd boys and calves, they must be Krishna. There's something funny going on here. So Balaram just clicked. And how did it click? What happened which really made Balaram think about it and then realize this? There was a particular incident which occurred, a very specific incident, that one day, almost a year after this kidnapping had occurred, because the kidnapping occurred on Lord Balaram's appearance day today, just like the Kaliya Leela also occurred on Lord Balaram's appearance day. So, almost a year later, just a few days short of a year, then Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram and all these cowherd boys and calves who were actually expansions of Krishna, they were all out at Govardhan Hill at the bottom, walking around, sort of along by the side, at the foot of Govardhan Hill, and the cowherd men were on top of the hill with the cows, the mothers of all the cows who were down the bottom, the fish and Balaram. So there they were, the cowherd men and the cows up on top, and suddenly the cows Krishna and Balarama and the calves. And the cows just went running down Govardhan Hill. And if you know Govardhan Hill, you would know that to run down it, particularly in those days, it was much bigger. Much bigger. That would be quite a feat, actually. Particularly for the big, hefty cows. Oh. But they galloped down. Prabhupada explains, with joined hooves, means not trotting like that, you know, familiar with how animals move, but galloping both legs at a time. And then they just started licking their calves like mad. And then the cowherd men came running down afterwards feeling very angry that these boys, they brought the calves here, they've distracted the cows, and now, you know, the calves are going to drink all the milk, and it's just a big disturbance, and these boys are just nonsense. So they went up to their respective sons to chastise them. But then they looked at their faces, their little sons' faces, and suddenly they just became overwhelmed with fatherly affection and just started embracing them and smelling their heads and just lavishing affection on them. And Lord Balaram was watching this, and Lord Balaram noticed that they didn't. They only do this with Krishna. They like their children a lot, but they love Krishna a lot more, and it's very noticeable. So then Balaram thought, these cowherd boys and calves are Krishna. They must be. Krishna has done something tricky. Alright, so let's think of another one. Yes. Okay, that's mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill. Everyone was looking at Krishna. Just their eyes were totally fixed on Krishna, including the gopis. Now they're able to look at Krishna without having to worry if anyone's going to notice. Because everyone was looking at him. Krishna was just natural. But then, and Krishna was looking around at all the devotees and everyone, and then his eyes fell on the gopis, their beauty. And Krishna became momentarily affected by their beauty. And he was holding the hill like that. And then as he became affected, he shook, and the hills started moving, and everyone became anxious. And Lord Balaram looked around quickly to see, did anyone notice why that happened? Oh my gosh, I've embarrassed myself. Nobody noticed except Balaram, and he was looking at Krishna like, you know, Krishna, give it to me. This time. Okay, there's another one I'm still thinking of. I don't know if it's about here. But there may be others too. Pastimes where Balaram features prominently. Yes. Yes, we mentioned that. His return to Vrindavan, and well, he did many things, a number of things, sort of like chastising the divinity and so on. So, okay, that's there. Look at London. Tell us one pastime which we haven't mentioned so far, which Balaram figures.
Balaram.
Okay, that's also interesting. It's a fact that Lord Balaram had a soft spot for Duryodhana. Even though we all know Duryodhana is just a villain, terrible villain, actually. Rogue, cheater, and so on and so forth. But Lord Balaram really had some affection. And Srila Prabhupada talks about this. I have one quote here somewhere. It's from Jiva Goswami in Preeti Sandhava. Says that Balaram's apparent affection for Duryodhana, and also, I mean it's connected to some degree, Rukmini's apparent affection for Rukmini, you remember Rukmini, he was another rascal, these were caused by the Leela Shakti of the Lord, the pastime potency, in order to increase the wonder and glory of the Lord's pastime. But there's still another pastime, part of the pastime, which I'm thinking of, which is, you know, it is significant, actually, and it's nice. It's very nice. Lord Balaram really comes to the forefront very nicely. It's in the Bhagavatam, it's in the Tenekata. I can't hear what you're saying. Oh, okay. Well, that's another thing, yeah. In that pastime of the lifting of Govardhan Hill, they were offering all that food to Govardhan, to Krishna. He ate it all. But he wasn't satisfied, he wanted more. And so they became perplexed. We have no more, eventually. So then Lord Balaram, being very intelligent, yes, he's very intelligent and he likes to solve problems. He's attracted to this. So he took one tulsi leaf, he climbed up on Govardhan Hill, gave it to Krishna, Krishna was satisfied. So let me give you a hint. This other pastime that I'm thinking of is a pastime in which Lord Balaram displays this intelligence for solving problems and bringing parties that are conflicting with each other, bringing them together and pacifying them very nicely. So there's one. Come on, you can get it. I don't know. Can anyone tell us if the deity greeting will be on time? Oh, it's already late. It should be on time. Slightly. Okay. So we have no time, but can anyone remember that pastime? Alright, I'll take it. There's a pastime. Well, there's the pastime of Krishna kidnapping Rukmini and racing away, being pursued by Rukmini in particular. And then Rukmini catches up with Krishna and Rukmini. And Krishna disfigures Rukmini, cuts his hair in all sorts of strange ways. And Balaram comes and chastises Krishna. You shouldn't have done this. He's now your brother-in-law. Which pacifies Rukmini. But then he tells Rukmini, well, you know, these Kshatriyas, what can you do? They're like this. And then he chastises Krishna again, he shouldn't have done this. And then he tells Rukmini that, well, it's karma, you know the laws of karma. So we must have deserved it. You know, don't wait in the meeting. Then he chastises Krishna again. And then he tells Rukmini, well, we're not our bodies anyway, so it doesn't matter. We're spirit soul, so it's not really him. So it's okay. Just... So like this, he solved that problem and pacified Rukmini, who was very disturbed that her brother was being embarrassed in this hideous type of way. All right, so these are some of the pastimes. Actually, these are all the pastimes I can think of. At least prominent ones in which Lord Balaram figures as the main person. So what's going to happen now? They blew the conch today. Is that a preliminary world history? The rest of the aha. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Balaram Ki. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki.